So we're sticking on the topic of sleep in the surgery, and children's occupational therapist Ellie Clark tells us why she doesn't believe there's enough support out there for children with sleeping difficulties.
Sleep difficulties in children are very common. Around 70% of children with disabilities or additional needs can present with sleep difficulties. And between 30 and 40% of typically developing children can have a sleep difficulty. However, this figure is reported to be much higher because parents don't tend to seek support for fear of being judged and also feeling guilty that the child isn't sleeping properly. There isn't much support out there for families of children with sleep difficulties. GPs can have a lack of understanding of the actual impact a child with sleep difficulties can have on the family. I've worked with families who've contacted the GP and they've been said, oh, sent away, it's fine, they'll grow out of it. But in the meantime, the family are in crisis, they're really struggling. NetMums have undertaken some research with 852 health visitors, and this concluded that 46% had never had any training on the management and prevention of sleep problems. So it really is a big area of need that's not being addressed. Alternatively, parents can contact independent sleep practitioners like myself for support. An awful lot of children do have difficulties with sleep. However, when it's coming to the stage that it's been going on for a long period of time, that it's impacting on them, that they are tired during the day, that's impacting on the health and well-being of the child and the family, then support really needs to be sought.